Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Moving of the Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go with me, if you would, to Genesis this evening, Genesis 1. We have been for some weeks now on a series about the moving of the Spirit. The moving of the Spirit. And so in talking about the moving of the Spirit, we're stirring ourselves up and we're hungry to cooperate better with Him. To yield more fully with Him, to Him. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we're hungry. Everybody say, I'm hungry.
I'm hungry.
For the moving of the Spirit.
For the moving of the Spirit.
I said, no, we're not just talking about just in the service. Here on Friday or Sunday or whenever. We're talking about all the time. Talking about at your house. You ever had the Holy Spirit get in the chair with you? I have. And when He does, you don't have to ask somebody, is He here? You don't have to ask anybody. He's real. He's a person, just as real as any human person you know, but divine. He is God. Oh, He's wonderful. He's knowable. I said He's knowable. The Bible talks about the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. And so this whole series, we're hungry and we're looking and we're listening and we're ready to do the Word. Concerning the moving of the Holy Spirit. Look at the text here in Genesis, the first chapter. Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. There's a lot of folk confused about how it happened. But there it is, right there. I'm happy with this. How about you? How did it get here? God created it. When?
In the beginning.
You understand all that? Nope. But I can believe it. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God. Now this is verse 2. Right? I mean, this is early on. And what are we hearing about? The Spirit of God. And what's He doing? Moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. Now, when God said, that's the Word. And we know the Word is a person also. Right? In the beginning was the Word, right? And everything was created by the Word. So we see God, we see the Spirit of God, we see the Word of God, who became flesh and is Jesus, right here. And we see God ready to speak, and His words, that is Jesus. And we see the Spirit of God ready to what? Move in connection with what? The speaking of the Word. And if you were here, we talked about that other definitions bring out that the Spirit of God was hovering. 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 But we have, you know, helicopters now. And what are helicopters when they're hovering? What are they doing? They're there, ready to do something, right? In one place, but ready to move. Powered up, ready. And the Spirit of God was powered up. Hovering, ready. And when God spoke and the Word came out, then the Spirit of God manifested the Word in the earth. We said, you know, that waters in the Scripture is a type of peoples, many, many peoples. Is the Spirit of God hovering over the waters of the earth today, over the teeming tribes of mankind? What's He ready to do? He's ready to move in connection with what? The Word of God. Hallelujah. Just to remind you, we said two very important things in connection with the moving of the Spirit. We said the Spirit of God, number one, manifests the Word. You'll find more than one reference to the Spirit of God and manifestation. Well, what does manifest mean? To show, to reveal, to make known. That's the Spirit of God's job. That's His ministry. To manifest the Word. And what else? The Spirit of God magnifies, glorifies, magnifies Jesus, which is really saying the same thing. Manifesting, showing forth the Word, magnifying Jesus, you're talking about the same thing. Yet it's varied in many ways. So, we're not to try to think about just having experiences in the Holy Ghost. I want to feel the power. I want to feel the power. Yeah, you're a novice. You're immature. It's about feeling. You know how I know? That's how I was. Thank God a few years ago. But as you grow, you begin to realize it's not about me having an experience. It's not about me feeling the power. It's not about me knowing things. It's about the Word being manifested. It's about Jesus being magnified. And if He is lifted up, and if He is glorified, and if He is magnified, men are drawn to Him. And if the goodness of God is manifested, that leads men and draws them to repentance and change, and that is kingdom business. Amen. And that's what this is about. Go to 1 Corinthians 12 and let's remind ourselves of this. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians 12. Verse 1 starts out by saying, now concerning, actually the word is spirituals, things of and pertaining to the Holy Spirit. Brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Now, he wouldn't even have said that unless there was a whole lot of ignorance about the subject, and obviously there is. And he went on to say, among other things, in verse 7, the manifestation of the Spirit. The what? Now, you know, we have to watch about these words that we have heard and read so many times. They're familiar to us, but just because they're familiar to you doesn't mean you understand them. What does manifestation mean? If you'll check your heart, there'll be times in your life where the Lord will lead you to use different words because you have used words so much and so long until, what's the word? It's mental assent, but it's not revelation to you. You don't understand. So instead of saying manifestation, what could you say? The what? The showing forth. The making known. So read that verse like that. Read it out loud for me. But the what? But the showing forth, the what? Making known of the Spirit is what? To who? Well, how many would understand if the Spirit of God is showing something, making something known, He's moving? He's doing something, right? He's moving. Who can have this? Every man. Who can have the moving of the Spirit? Every person. But it's for what? Not just for personal experience, it's to what? To profit withal, to profit the body, to profit the kingdom. Right? for the glorification of the Master, for the manifestation of the Word, the showing forth, the making known of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. Let me say it again. The Spirit of God manifests the Word. He causes it to be seen. He makes it known. He makes it clear. He also magnifies Jesus. Go with me, why don't you, to John. John 16 and verse 14. Jesus said, talking about the Holy Spirit, He said, He shall what? Glorify me. For He shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I that He will take of mine and shall show it unto you. So the Spirit's ministry is wrapped up beginning, middle, and end in Jesus, making Him known and glorifying Him. I said this, but it'll bear repetition, some years ago when I had the privilege of teaching on the Holy Spirit in Rhema. I was studying and had been for some length of time, and as I was, the Spirit of God was just becoming more and more real to me. I was meditating and dwelling on these scriptures and preparing my lessons and what have you. And one day at my desk, I just stopped and I said, Holy Spirit, because I had been reading and studying that He is a person. And all the different verses about, how He acts and reacts. And some people talk about when you say Holy Spirit, they said, what is it? Well, He's not in it. He's not just some power or force. He's a person. And I laid my Bible down. I said, Holy Spirit, you're real. You're a knowable person. I said, tell me about yourself in all sincerity. I want to know you better. I want to fellowship, because I just got through reading about the fellowship with the Holy Spirit. I said, tell me about yourself. And when I did, I heard something inside. Don't mean a voice outside, but inside. He quoted this scripture to me. He said, when He is come, He shall not speak of Himself. I thought, okay, all right. I got it. I said, Holy Spirit, tell me about Jesus. And it's almost like He said, have a seat. That's His ministry. Amen. Right? He's not here to talk about Himself or me. Amen. Or you. He's not here to magnify you or any flesh. Amen. He is here to glorify Jesus.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Moving of the Spirit, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 3rd, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God. Faith to God who gives me